Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Thursday, the 13th of October, just after 10 a.m. And I'm joined here by Alessia Ristani, an independent market trader at leadingtrader.com. And I have to say, Alessia, somebody called me up the other day and they said, you know that Alessia Ristani is on the show with you on Thursday. And you know, he's really good.
Yeah.
I said, wrong number. Sorry, bye.
One of your made-up stories.
He said, no, actually, somebody phoned up and said you were really good. I find it
hard to believe.
I put the phone down. I think it was something, you know, so...
Well, unless you wanted to send me champagne, you know, that's like they sent you champagne.
Probably the same person. What have you got? Glass of water?
I have, well, I'm not going to advertise it, but I have some hot chocolate here.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go straight into the markets. I enjoy this story. The EU seeks 20 billion euros, a 20 billion euro divorce settlement from the UK. Why should the UK pay for the divorce?
Yeah, I heard a story as well. It's going to upset a lot of folks who obviously voted for Brexit. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to settle, because the whole point of Brexit was that we wouldn't have to pay for all this EU money. And now it appears that we may end up having to cough up.
No, it's very simple. You just tell them no.
You just tell them
no.
Yeah, but if you want access, look, I'm not an expert on EU negotiations, but if you want to have access to the single market, isn't there an argument that, you know,
you got to put up... I'm not interested in that either.
You're not interested
in that? I don't care about the single market. I don't care about the 20 million euro divorce settlement either. So there we are. That's the attitude you've got to... It's the attitude you've got to take these days. Same with the Department of Justice asking Deutsche Bank for $14 billion. Uh-huh. No.
Just say no. Well, that conversation is now over. Let's talk about the whole stuff with Donald Trump and the tape.
I think people dredging up the past at opportune moments is not really something one should talk about at this stage. But most popular in business and finance, pound drops further after Davis hints UK could leave single market. That's exactly what I want to hear. Every time David Davis opens his mouth, the pound falls because he is such a hard Brexiteer.
Right.
According to those totally neutral and logical people at The Guardian.
Well, there's been a lot of reasons for the drop in the flash crash that occurred last Friday. I don't know if you were trading the pound on that day, but I wasn't.
These things happen just a bad time. I mean, I went to sleep on both on Brexit night and also...
On the flash crash.
I was unfortunately asleep that night as well, so I'm going to stop sleeping now.
Right. I'm just reading some of the reasons they gave for the flash crash on the pound, and the more absurd ones with someone accidentally pressed the wrong sell order, called a fat finger, I think. Crazy. And then, but anyway, that's another story.
We'll kicking a market when it's down was the right explanation of that. But house prices rise for a second month in September, London weak, according to the RICS survey. British house prices rose for a second month in September, and inquiries from buyers picked up for the first time since February, suggesting the housing market has weathered the initial shock of the Brexit vote, a survey showed, according to Reuters.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of foreign money interest since the pound has crashed. There's been a lot of foreign money coming.
Doubling down on their losses in the pound, presumably.
Presumably.
Yes, exactly. Next slide. Commentary from Nicole Elliott, the trader at the Investors Chronicle, who will be whizzing away into the studio in a few minutes. As US Senator Elizabeth Warren said in a tweet earlier this year, Wells Fargo CEO Stumpf should resign, return every nickel he made during the scam, and face DOJ SEC investigation. Well, she got one of the three on her list yesterday as John Stumpf stepped down from his roles of CEO and chairman of the third largest U.S. bank. His replacement, Tim Sloan, insisted he wasn't fired or even gently pushed by the board, which means he was fired and was pushed very hard. This was John Stumpf deciding that the best thing for Wells Fargo and himself, was to move forward for him to retire immediately. But presumably he won't get off the hook as far as any financial obligations are concerned.
Whenever I hear anything bad news like this about a CEO leaving, stuff like that, the first thing I think of is buying opportunity for Wells Fargo. Because usually you see the stock fall. We'll have a look at it probably later if we have time. And we'll spot any opportunities to buy Wells Fargo.
Right. Get the right
code
for Wells Fargo. Next slide, we've got economic calendar, import price index, initial jobless claims, continuing claims in the US, as well as EIA, natural gas storage, DOE, crude oil inventories, and the Fed's Harker speaking on economic outlook in Philadelphia. on to sentiment in Oanda clients who are long up to the eyeballs of gold and silver still. They are long of the euro, becoming more long as the euro falls below $1.10. They are long and rather brave, I would suggest, in cable, 59%, as they are in dolly yen. In fact, the only one which has really worked, let's say, over the recent past has been dolly yen, which has actually risen from the 100 yen zone. They are short, very short of euro sterling, and that continues to trade above the 90 pence level, or well above parity if you try and exchange at an airport.
Yeah, it's very curious that the sentiment is still among the retail traders. Interesting that the sentiment is still very bullish on metals, considering that we've had this massive drop. Well, massive drop, but certainly we had a drop in gold in the last couple of weeks. I'm actually long on gold from 1250. I still think there's a chance gold could come down a bit lower to 1210. So,
well, that's the problem. The problem is that the retail, what I've seen in previous times, without wanting, I don't agree with your dumb money, smart money thing. But
you call it less than smart money, right?
So, well, it's
the more polite.
Well, no, but you know, who's smart? I mean, RBS were not exactly smart buying ABN AMRO. That was the most dumb thing you could do. I mean, you have to be really dumb to do that. So there are Lehman Brothers, etc. So they're supposed to be smart people, and they weren't. And who the hedge fund that went to long-term capital, you know, what long-term asset management? Yeah. They were very smart too. So here it's just because there's so many retail people long of gold and silver.
Yeah.
I suspect that there will be another leg down for gold and silver. It's just the way it tends to work.
Yeah, and I think usually when you see something like this, when you see extremes like you see in gold, silver, and extremes in the euro pound, usually by the time this kind of balances itself, usually when you see the extremes going to the median level, the middle level, that's about the right time to look at those markets. I agree with you. This shows to me that maybe gold has still a bit more further downside to 1210.
Same with the cable as well. They're still they're long of it and hoping that it's going to bounce, and that sort of suggests that it might not bounce. Next slide is the TIP TV trade idea of the day. Euro yen rejected at the trend line.
Yeah.
Risk off in markets coupled with rejection at descending trend line and bearish 5-day and 10-day moving average crossover suggest weakness ahead. Sell around 114.30. Objective 112. Stops above 115.50.
Okay.
And going along to Investors Intelligence, the Co report, the S&P 500 found supported its 100-day moving average, 100-day moving average yesterday, just as it did with the drop of 4 weeks ago. The index remains in a holding pattern beneath the August record high.
Yeah,
indicators remain attractively positioned, and upside reassertion remains imminent. Although I have to say, I disagree with that. I think it's going to break down.
Absolutely,
it's going to break down probably later today. Unless something very special happens.
Yes.
The other issue probably, as you referred to Trump before, the benefits of the Clinton bounce, now that Trump is basically dead in the water, there isn't that extra ammo for the bulls, really, to go for.
Well, to be honest with you, Zach, I've never bought into that whole theory of Trump and Clinton influencing the market. I just don't see it. I mean, I know I've seen articles written, oh, Trump will do this to the stock market, it was going to fall, Clinton will make a rise. I just don't buy it anymore. I don't think it's true. But here's the thing. I do agree with you. I think we're going to retest the September lows. This is a pattern we've talked about. I think we talked about it only about a month ago. It's a seasonal pattern where in October, essentially what happens is stock markets, the S&P and the Dow, come and retest. They come and retouch the levels they were back in September or August, wherever the lows were. So, yes, I agree with you. I think we'll come back to 2120, the lows in September. I think we'll take that level out and we'll go in to 2100. I would look at 2100 as a level if you're short. And then at 2100, look for any potential bottoming patterns there. I think then we could see the C wave. What's happening is a C wave in this Elliott wave pattern. If I lost you, by the way, with all that Elliott wave stuff, forget about it.
let's move on. A bit out of time. Rastani's trading tip of the day. Never leave anything to chance.
Okay, so I thought we'll do a little weekly thing, Zach, me and you, talk about the psychopath trading tip. In case you're wondering why a psycho or psychopath trading tip, because according to a survey, the majority of the psychopaths in this world seem to occupy the financial industry as well as the legal sector.
Apparently they're the best
traders. Myself not included, I'm not a psychopath, just so you know. But Neither one of us. But never leave anything to chance. And let me explain why. Let's go to the next chart, which is Twitter. Now, you remember we talked about Twitter some time ago. This was actually one of yours and mine,
yep,
best calls. We bought Twitter. We actually mentioned on Tip TV here. We mentioned on this show, buy Twitter at $16. We were right on that one. In fact, you mentioned again, Zach, about a week ago on my webinar, you said that buy it again at 19.5, which again, you were correct because the price went up to 25. But here's one thing. Never leave anything to chance. That's a good tip because when the market, when the stock, whatever market you're trading, when it rewards you, you got to take profits. So when you're making a profit along the way, take off some profits because you see what happened there. As it reached 25, boom, it collapsed, gapped down from 25 to 20 and then to 17. I would say this though, Zach, I don't know what your point of view, but right now we're not oversold yet, but if it comes down to $16 and $14 support, I'd be a buyer again right there.
Okay, well, let's see what happens on that. And yeah. Next up, we've got the broker recommendations, which always entertaining. Berenberg going for a buy at Burberry, which has recovered of late. Vodafone, amazingly dull share price there, around £2.25, but outperform at Credit Suisse. And then new recommendation there, Citigroup going for a sell at Billiton, which has already seen a 3-4% drop so far today. So perhaps that will kick in correctly as well. But that's it for the early edition of the opening section of the finance show. Thank you to Alessio Rastani from LeadingTrader.com. We'll be back after the break.